Yes, my donor number is D0018. I am approximately 182 centimeters tall, and I have a medium build. I have dark brown eyes and dark brown hair as well. My skin color is white, and both my mother's ethnic origin and my father's ethnic origin is Spanish.
Okay, thank you for taking your time to be here today. I will start with some questions about you and then about the donor program. You're currently a student. Are you working? What do you have going on?
So I am currently both a student and working. I am taking an IT bachelor's degree, and I am working in hospitality. I've been for over a year and a half now. And besides that, I'm working on my own projects.
In your ideal situation, 5 to 10 years from now, what might you be doing then?
Well, I mean, first of all, I hope I'll be working in something related to what I'm studying, because that's why I'm doing and that's why I like. And hopefully, I don't know where I'll be, but hopefully I'll be settled down, almost having a family by now.
A few questions about you growing up. Do you have any siblings? What's your relationship like with them?
I have one sister who's slightly younger. We do have a good relationship. It's just, especially when you're young, the age gap can be a bit difficult stuff.
Okay. And how about your parents? Would you say that they gave you any morals or values that you still see in yourself today?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would say work for what you want to within like the familiar environment. Respect, honesty, a bit of empathy as well.
Nice. So when you're not working or going to school, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, when I'm not working or going to school, which is rare, I do like taking care of myself. So I do train football and I do like going to the gym, traveling, of course, going on like nature, trips, hiking, skiing, all that kind of stuff.
What types of music are you into? Or if it's easier, what types don't you like?
That's a tough one. I mean, I do listen to almost everything, I would say. Something I was thinking that I've never really enjoyed myself was opera. But everything else, I'd say I listen to everything else.
And how about movies? Are there any genres that you lean towards or favorites that you like to share?
Yes, I would say I usually go for thrillers or science fiction movies, but I've watched also, like, I really love watching movies, so I've watched every genre almost, yeah.
And some of your favorite foods?
I would say foods from my home country, like, I don't know. I mean, the gastronomy over there is huge, so there is a bunch like Spanish omelette or croquetas or all that I love.
And when you get a chance to read for fun, what do you go to?
I mean, usually when I read, I either go for poetry or novels, 'cause usually I do it, right before going to bed or something easy to read. I don't wanna go into a scientific paper or something.
What's one of the better trips you've been on in your life?
I mean, each trip has something good. I would say either a road trip across the USA, or a 1 month trip to Japan.
So, any other passions, talents, or interests that we haven't touched on so far?
I mean, I wouldn't say so. I really like music though. I actually went to singing lessons. I also kind of, I mean, nothing's too serious, but I kind of learned to produce some music.
Did you choose to become a sperm donor?
Just think it's a nice chance to help someone that may need it.
What are some thoughts about you and a possible future contact with an offspring?
I mean, it's so far in the future. I haven't, I mean, I've prepared myself into it, but I think I'll just take it as it comes, of course, just naturally. Whenever it comes.
Is there anything you would like to say to the recipients of your donations?
just that building something is a nice thing.